We've got a question now for you, Peter. Let's have a technical question. Our listener, Martin Burrows, has said, could the internet die? This is a terrible thought.
Yes, I think we'd probably live without the internet in time. But let's just unpack the question. I mean, presumably the questioner means, will the internet die completely? But the internet does actually die in short bursts anyway. BBC was had a what's called a distributed denial of service attack at the end of last year. So the BBC site was down only for a day. It was hardly dying, but it was obviously very ill that day. Censors, countries censor. China censors quite a lot of sites. In the Arab Spring, social media was switched off in a number of countries in the Middle East. So those are ones of the short term. The ones that are sort of not death, but when it's ill, is things like broken cables, broken submarine cables. That happens remarkably often, trawlers and things.
There's a difference between sort of the technical hardware breaking down and then the servers where the internet pages live not being allowed to get through to us.
Get through, exactly, yes. There are times when we, in these situations, where it would slow down. But what the question's actually asking, could it ever die? Now, I think there's only about three different reasons that could happen. One is some sort of global war with threat like that, you know, where the population of the Earth would be badly affected by that, purely because of what was going on in the war. It could be somebody basically ruling the planet would switch it off, or it could be some really massive cosmic or gamma shower.
Or something like a solar storm. Or
exactly,
something we
yeah.
hear about worries about that could knock out communication systems.
But more than that, it would knock out probably most electronics. So, you know, a lot of aircraft would fall out of the sky, telecommunications,
and
everything.
No one could tweet about it because the internet
exactly,
would be broken.
Yes. So it would, you know, it would, everything would shut down. Banking, transport, utilities, power, water, all kinds of things. But of course, one should remember that it's only been about 15 years that the internet's been in mass use, even though it's been around probably about 50 years. So we could recover from that reasonably quickly, I suspect.